Now, Hugh, what will it be?
I will go down the colliery with you, sir.
Have sense, boy. The colliery is no place for you. Why not try for a respectable job?
Respectable? Are you and his brothers a lot of old jailbirds, then?
Oh, leave it now, Beth. I only want the best for the boy.
If he is as good a man as you and his brothers, I will rest happy.
I am thinking of the boy's future. It was different in our day. There was good money and fair play for all. But Hugh is a scholar. Why take brains down a coal mine?
It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, August 5th, 2019. It's the birthday of English film actor Donald Crisp, born in 1882 in London. A true film pioneer, Crisp was also an early producer, director, and screenwriter, and his career lasted from the early silent film era into the 1960s. He won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor in 1942 for his performance in the classic How Green Was My Valley. He was the youngest of 10 children, 4 boys and 6 girls, born to Elizabeth Christie and James Crisp, a laborer. While traveling on the SS Carmania to the United States in July 1906, Crisp's singing talents during the ship's concert caught the attention of opera impresario John Fisher, who immediately offered him a job. It was while touring with Fisher's company in the United States and Cuba that Crisp first became interested in the theater. By 1910, he was working as a stage manager for the renowned showman George M. Cohan. During this time, he also met and befriended film director D.W. Griffith. When Griffith ventured west to seek his fortune in Hollywood in 1912, Crisp accompanied him. From 1908 to 1930, in addition to directing dozens of films, Crisp also appeared in nearly 100 silent movies, though many of the parts were very small. One notable exception was his casting by Griffith as General Ulysses S. Grant in the landmark film The Birth of a Nation in 1915. Donald Crisp learned much from Griffith, an early master of film storytelling. This experience fostered a similar passion in Crisp to become a director in his own right. And over the next 15 years, he put together some 70 films in all, most notably The Navigator with Buster Keaton and Don Q, Son of Zorro with Douglas Fairbanks. Despite working for Griffith and other producers and along with his many acting roles, Crisp managed to return to Britain where he served in the Army in the First World War. During World War II, he also answered the call to duty at a time when his acting career was at its peak. This time, he served in the United States Army Reserve, where he rose to the rank of colonel. With the advent of talkies, he abandoned directing entirely and devoted himself to acting. A much sought-after character performer throughout the 1930s and 40s, he appeared alongside some of the era's biggest stars, including Katharine Hepburn, Charles Laughton, Clark Gable, Betty Davis, Laurence Olivier, and Gregory Peck, among others. He continued to work in films throughout the 1950s and into the early 60s. During well over half a century as an actor, he appeared in at least 400 two-reel and feature-length productions, and perhaps a great many more. His final screen role was as Grandpa Spencer alongside former co-stars Henry Fonda and Maureen O'Hara in the 1963 film Spencer's Mountain. Adapted from the novel by Earl Hamner, Jr., it was the basis for the 1970s television series The Waltons. Donald Crisp died in 1974, a few months short of his 92nd birthday, due to complications from a series of strokes. In addition to being one of the premier character actors of his era, he left behind an extensive list of contributions to the film industry that he had worked to promote for more than 50 years. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 5th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.